desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. The Lord began talking to me and dealing with me on a continuation of the series that we've been in for a few months. But the title has changed a little bit, and we're not going to get to the initial burden until next week, I don't think. The Lord began talking to me about the offense, or the offense rather, not offense, the offense of the Spirit. But do you know, before there's an offense, there's got to be a defense. And the Lord started talking to me about that, and I'd like to share with you some about the defense of salvation. I'd like to begin over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And we are this morning in the last days. And we are in perilous times. It means dangerous. And I would that all of us recognize this morning that we are in dangerous times. And he gave us a list of the reasons it's perilous. He said, "Men shall be lovers of their own selves." Have you ever seen a more selfish generation? Selfish, self-centered. He said, "Covetous, I want," the "I wants." "Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." And there's a lot of time that could be spent going through that list. But suffice it to say this morning, these are the times that we are living in. The world is very strong. There is a very strong pull from the world on all of us today. The influences are getting greater and greater. And we can look at our children sometimes and wonder, how can they make it? How will our children be able to make it with all of the influences and pressures that are out in the world? But I am thankful this morning that there is a way that our children can make it. There is a way this morning when you are feeling the pressure and the pull of temptation, there is a way that you can make it and not give in to the power of the enemy. We cannot make it by our own strength this morning. We cannot make it with our own ability. We cannot make it through intellect or through education. You cannot make it by coming to church this morning. Again, I'm thankful for each one that is here, but this alone will not get you through the temptations and the trials that you're going to face in your life. We are in a spiritual battle this morning. Do you feel the battle? You feel the heat of the battle this morning? Folks, it's escalating and it's getting hotter. The devil is fighting against the saints of God. He's fighting against those that are not saved. He's fighting against the saints' children in a way that in my short period of time I've never seen before. The devil is fighting hard and it's not going to get better. But I want to report to you this morning that there is still an answer. There is still a place that you can be victorious in your life against every temptation and power and influence of the world, and it's only going to be found in Jesus Christ. Church doesn't cut it, folks. Did you get that? I can come to church and tomorrow when the temptations come and I don't have Christ in my life, I'm going to find myself yielding to the temptation. Service is a place to come to be empowered, encouraged, stirred up, and moved. But you're going to have something in your own life this morning if you want to make it through to victory. But I'm thankful that God is no respecter of persons, and there's victory for all of us today. It doesn't matter what your last name is. It doesn't matter how long you've been around the church. What matters is that you have a personal experience with Jesus Christ. And when you have that kind of experience, you can make it. There's hope in that this morning. The defense of salvation. What is our defense against the world? What is our defense against temptation? What is our defense against when, you know, because the essence of temptation is when I want it in the flesh. Isn't that what temptation is? But in my spirit, I'm saying no. See, I don't want it in my spirit, but the flesh is being drawn to it. Does that make us any less holy to be tempted? Jesus was tempted, was he not? So don't be discouraged because of whatever nature your temptation is. But understand this. There is a defense against temptation this morning. There is a defense against the pull of the world. We live in a generation, people that know the truth, and they act like they can't help it. I'm just being pulled along. They're just going with the tide of the world. And folks, the tide of the world is strong. There is an undertow. There is a strong current that's trying to pull all of us back to sin, back out into the world. But there is an answer this morning. There is a way that you, in your life, with your weaknesses, with your personality, that you can live faithful to the Lord. That you can make heaven. That you can say no to the world. And there have been times I've looked at people's lives and I thought they just need to man up. Have you heard that expression? Someone comes and gets a little owie and they're crying. It's like, man up. In other words, quit babying the thing and be a man about it. The Bible tells us to man up this morning. You may say, well, I'm a woman. Well, you can be strong. You can be a strong woman. There's a place this morning that we need to grow up, folks. There's a place this morning that we can say, well, I'll be a little bit stronger to say no. No, you can be strong and man up, so to speak, by allowing Jesus Christ into your life and allowing Him to have right of way in your life. That's what makes true men of God. To those of you that are men here this morning, man up. Be a man of God. Allow the Lord in your life and don't act like you're helpless. We live in a generation that acts like I can't help it. I just wanted to do what was right, but I just couldn't stand up and say no to the flesh. There is a way that you can say no to the flesh this morning. There is a way that you can say no to the things that have kept pulling you back to the world. There's a way this morning that you can say no to the things that have been a weakness to you. Your defense is in salvation this morning. Your defense is going to be in Jesus Christ. You know, there's something about people that won't stand up for themselves. And my point is not to get political with my illustrations this morning, all right? But I can't help but think, and I did a little study on it because I was contemplating and thinking about it. You remember when Hitler was sweeping across Europe? And he came and they began to battle the French. Do you know how long the French withstood Hitler? 5 to 6 weeks. And they capitulated and they gave in and Hitler won. Do you know how long it took him to defeat Germany? And I know that, England, Great Britain. And I know the English were in a better fortified position strategically, militarily. But you know how long it took Germany to defeat the English? How long did it take? They never did. Because they were not going to submit. They were not going to yield to a tyrant that was trying to gain territory. If it was to the last man, they were going to stand and fight. There are too many people this morning that they fight the devil just a little bit and then they throw their hands up and they allow the enemy back in their life and they lose all ground and they lose authority in their life. Folks, let's have the spirit this morning that I will not yield. I will not give in. And I want to encourage you to defend yourself this morning. Have you ever seen someone come along and just push him and shove him and hit someone and they just stand there? Now, scripturally, turn the other cheek. You know, it takes more strength to turn the other cheek than it does to hit someone. And there's been a few times I wanted to lay into someone. I'll just confess it. In the flesh. I remember as a young person, at least I remember one time vividly, I was in 7th grade and I wanted to lay into someone. But I'll tell you what, it took more to not lay into him than it did to turn the other cheek. This morning, The Lord wants us to defend ourselves against the devil. We are not to turn the other cheek to the devil. We are to defend ourselves. But how can we do that? The defenses that we can manufacture in our own strength and our own abilities are going to fall short because the devil's stronger than you are this morning. The temptations that I experience are stronger than what my flesh can take. But there is a Savior this morning that came to this world and died for me, that I found a defense in salvation. I found that there was power when I gave my heart to God. There was a power that superseded what I could do for myself to enable me to say no to Michael. It enabled me to say no to the flesh. It enabled me to say no to the world. Folks, you see where people need to just grow up this morning? Grow up in the Lord and allow the Lord to have right of way in your life. We're in a battle, and folks, we're in a battle for our life. The enemy is trying to just run right over people. And I like to ask you, don't answer, okay? Publicly. But in your own life, is the devil running over you? I want to tell you something. If you don't have the peace of God in your life this morning and you're not living holy, the devil has reign and control of your life. And I would that we just acknowledge it. If there's sin, if there's wrong in our life, acknowledge what it is. I don't have control. The devil has control in my life. Well, I'm working on it. Folks, Jesus came to break the power of sin. He came to deliver us that I'm not just working on sin anymore. I have power to say no to it. You say, well, but Brother Michael, you're saying you don't make mistakes. Yes, I make mistakes, but I don't sin. No. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't commit adultery. I don't kill. My heart, I love God. Do you know that's what the Lord's looking for? There's areas, yes, that He's working on in our life. We're growing in love and patience, in joy and peace. We're growing in the fruit of the Spirit. But there is a deliverance from those actions and attitudes that separate us from God. Sin separates from God. There is a defense in salvation. Over in Acts in the second chapter. In Acts in the second chapter, you will find Paul, and we won't read the whole story, or Peter rather, was preaching to the people. And they were convicted in their hearts. He was talking to them about Jesus, and they were convicted of their sin. And they asked the question, verse 37, they said, what shall we do? They felt pricked. They knew they weren't living right, and they said, what do we do? And this is what Peter said. Verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of our sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Folks, the Lord wants you to get the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's where offense comes in. We're not fighting defensively as much. Now we can offend, we can have the offense and go on the attack against the enemy with the power of the Holy Spirit. But first, we're going to have to defend ourselves. How can we do that? Repent and be baptized. And then read on down at verse 40. It said, with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Untoward means crooked or perverse, wicked. He said, save yourself. And you say, but I thought the Lord was supposed to save me. Folks, God cannot save us unless we allow Him to come into our life. I want to encourage each and every one of you to save yourselves from this crooked generation. Folks, the pressure's great. It's getting worse. How are you going to make it? If you're struggling so much today, how are you going to make it next week? Do you think it's going to get easier next year? Do you think that next year you'll be a little bit older and more mature and you'll be able to withstand the pressures a little bit more? No. Folks, song says sin will take you farther than what? Than you want to go. It's because the devil has control. There is defense, folks, in salvation. Save yourself. Open your heart up and let God work in your life. You don't have to allow, just like Hitler, 6 weeks of fighting, took over France. I would that we be like the English. I'm not going to submit. I will fight and I will bleed and I may suffer some losses, but by the grace of God, I will not give in to the power of the enemy. Folks, we can live this way through Jesus Christ. My brethren, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and take on the whole armor of God that what? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Be strong in the Lord this morning. It's your defense. Don't let the devil walk all over you. You don't have to live that way. Do you know how guilty you feel sometimes when you know what's right and you know what you ought to be doing and you're not living it? You don't have to live that way anymore. There's glory and power and victory in Jesus Christ. Over in Luke in the 10th chapter, one of my favorite passages of scriptures, when the disciples came back from preaching the gospel, they came back to Jesus and they were rejoicing. And they said, even the devils are subject unto us. Folks, that could be your testimony this morning. The devils are subject unto me. I was addicted. I was enslaved. And I'm enslaved no longer. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He wasn't speaking of the aerial heavens. He said Satan had power in your life. Satan had control of your life, and he said, I saw that power of Satan broken. Has Satan fallen in your life this morning? There's an answer to that question. Has Satan fallen in your life, or does he have control? And you say, well, most of it's been given to the Lord. Folks, if Satan has control in any area of your life, he can fall this morning. You don't need to go home with Hitler, you understand what I'm saying now, with him possessing some of your territory. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to rest as long as there is an evil dictator setting up camp on my land. Too many times people get complacent when the devil comes in and starts drawing them back to the world. The places you're going that aren't holy. The attitudes that you have, unforgiveness and bitterness. You're watching things that you know aren't pure. You're listening to music that you know aren't pure. And you think, oh, I'm strong enough. No, you're not. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Why? That you can stand against the craftiness and the power of the enemy. Don't rest until you have complete deliverance from the things that the devil has enslaved so many with. But so many times the areas that the Lord has delivered us from, after a span of time, you find people going right back to where they came from. Isn't that true? And you say, the Lord delivered me from adultery. The Lord delivered me from drinking alcohol. The Lord delivered me from smoking. The Lord delivered me from lying. The Lord delivered me from all of these bondages. Folks, that's the devil's ground this morning. There is power over those things in Jesus Christ. But too many times, the things God has delivered us from, if we're not careful, if we're not men. See, men in salvation, we're going to find ourselves going right back. Who has authority in your life this morning? I do not want to allow the enemy to bring back on me the very things that God delivered me from. I beheld Satan as lightning fall. He lost his power. And you know, you are able this morning to do all things. Isn't that what Paul said? I can do all things. Through who? Through Christ. Through church? Because my parents are good people? Because I'm not a bad person? You know, I don't kick my dog, you understand? I'm a pretty good person. No. I can do all things through Christ. I can't do it in myself. I want to speak to the men for a moment. It does not make you less of a man to acknowledge that you can't make it in your own strength this morning. It doesn't make you less of a man. It makes you more of a man. I can't stand against the tide of the world in my own strength this morning. I freely acknowledge it. But I can do all things through Jesus Christ this morning. Because He's the one that strengthens. He's the one that empowers. That is my defense. What is your defense this morning against the tide of the world? We live in perilous times. We live in dangerous times. I want to go a step further. What about neutrality? Have you ever heard people say, I'm neutral? I'm neutral. You need to take a stand this morning. What do you think about gun control this morning? Think we could have a nice discussion about gun control and the politics of that's going on right now? I have a feeling most of us here might be in agreement. I don't know. But that's beside the point. Do you recognize that there are some things people say, I'm neutral? I'm neutral. Do you know where neutrality leads? Neutrality leads to defeat, folks. I want to give you an example. Going back to World War II now. Do you remember who was neutral for quite a while? The U.S. was neutral when an evil man and his army was sweeping across Europe. They were killing the Jews. They were doing horrible things. And the U.S. was neutral. In other words, I don't want to get involved. Don't want to get my hands dirty. And as long as we stayed neutral, more and more people lost their lives. Is that right? Until finally, we were neutral no longer. Folks, spiritually speaking, now the politics of all of this is beside the point, okay? I don't care whether you agree or disagree with me. But spiritually speaking, there are too many people that are being neutral. What's going to enable us to stand against the influence of the world? You're going to have some standards in your life, folks. Is this okay to talk straight this morning? If you do not have standards of righteousness in your life, you will be overcome by the devil. Being neutral on some things. Well, where are you going to go? What are you going to listen to? How are you going to dress? Where are the things you're going to involve yourself in? What kind of attitudes are you going to have? Say, well, I'm neutral. Everybody to themselves. You're headed for hell. When you get that mentality spiritually, it will take you back to where the Lord delivered you from. Folks, it's time to quit being neutral. I don't want to offend my family. Quit being neutral. Stand up for what's right. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to offend anybody. Jesus was not a neutral man. He said, I came to bring division. Jesus came and He brought division in family. He split the Jews, did He not? The Pharisees didn't have anything to do with it. And people walked away from Jesus offended because He was not willing to compromise truth to have the congregation filled up. So you say, Brother Michael, lighten up a little bit. Jesus didn't. And people walked away. So do we blame Christ? It's time to quit being neutral and stand for what the Bible teaches. It's time to quit being neutral and stand up for truth and righteousness and have a standard in your life. People say, well, what do you believe about this? Oh, I don't know. As long as you don't know, just recognize this. The enemy is going to be working right in that area in your life. You need personal divine revelation that when someone says, Brother Michael, why do you do this in your life? Because it is a standard, it is a defense to me against the world. Maybe it's not, maybe if I did something different, I wouldn't be sinning, but this is a defense for me. Is that right? If we don't stand for something, what's the little saying go? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Spiritually, it's the same way. Folks, salvation is my defense this morning. How can we stand and live holy with the wickedness of this world? It can still be done, thank the Lord. But it can only be done behind the walls of salvation. Neutral. Tolerant. You do it your way, I'll do it my way. Yeah, you live this way at this church. The church down the road does it differently. We're all headed the same place. Folks, there is one truth. And there is one way that's going to make it to heaven. It's not my way. You don't want to accept what I say. You have the freedom of choice. But when you stand before the judgment, this is what's going to judge us in the last days. I don't want to be neutral about what the Bible teaches. If the Bible says do it or not do it, I'm not going to be neutral. Lord, help me. I need a defense against the enemy, because if I don't have it, I'm going to end up going back. I'll end up compromising. I'll end up giving up. Something else, when people are taught what neutral, they're the do-nothings. Where are you at spiritually? I'm not doing anything bad. I think, brother, it was mentioned in Sunday school this morning. I'm not doing anything bad. But are you doing something good? I'm not doing anything bad. I'm neutral. Well, when you're neutral, you can just take it that the enemy's going to be working right there. Too many people are not wanting to take a stand against unrighteousness. And folks, the longer we don't take a stand against unrighteousness, the more tolerant we become of unrighteousness. Tolerate people. You understand the difference? Love the sinner. Care for them. But do not compromise truth to make the sinner feel good about himself when he's sinning. All right? State of neutrality will get families in trouble. It will get congregations in trouble because I'm neutral. I am not neutral this morning. So if you don't like it, I can resign as your pastor or you can leave. But I am not neutral this morning. We must live and stand and teach and preach for holiness, purity, godliness, and anything other than that. I am not neutral. Because I don't want to miss heaven, folks, and I don't want you to miss it either. Our defense is the Word of God. Our defense is salvation, folks. Lord, help us not to be neutral. Let's engage the enemy this morning. Is there anybody here that needs to engage the enemy? I've wondered before, some of you know dogs a whole lot better than I do. And it probably depends on the personality of the dog. But if the dog just starts running towards you, what happens if you look at the dog and just start running at it real fast? What happens? Maybe I don't want to know. I'll tell you what will happen with the devil. When you engage the devil through the power of salvation, he will turn and run away. Because he cannot withstand the blood of Jesus Christ. If I go in my own strength and say, okay, I'm a man, I can do this, he's going to get me. But when I can go out just like David did to Goliath and said, I come unto you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, who are you to defy God's army? Folks, we can have the victory in our life. Don't fight him in your own power. Don't fight him through carnality. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They're not carnal weapons. It's not about us forming a coalition. It's not about us having a big congregational meeting and say, where will we stand? It's about you personally making a stand where Jesus stood and allowing salvation to be your defense. Let's move on. Isaiah in the 26th chapter, wonderful passage of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 1, let's read. He said, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Salvation will God appoint. Folks, what is our defense against this perilous world we're living in? What's our defense against sin? Salvation. The defense of salvation. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Someone tell me why you build walls around a city. At least they used to. Why did they build walls around the city? Was it meant to imprison people in the city? It was meant to protect. Why do you know what's the trick of the enemy to cause people here this morning? To cause us to think sometimes that salvation is a prison. I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I have to do that, and that sounds pretty miserable to me too. Walls around a city are not meant to keep in. They are meant to keep out the enemy. Salvation will God appoint for walls in your life. Folks, allow the Lord into your life. Allow Him to save you this morning if you're not saved. Allow the Lord to come in and work in your life that you can go from here and know that I'm not confined, but I've been set free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what will the Spirit of the Lord do? He'll lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in, there is a defense against the enemy. It's salvation. There's power in it, folks. Salvation protects us from sin and guilt and condemnation. It protects us from going back to what we've been delivered from. Sin is destructive. And I want all you children, young people, to know that sin is wreaking havoc in people's lives. Sin is what splits homes up. Sin is what makes people guilty. Sin is what causes people to turn to the addictions of the world. Folks, it's the power of sin. You say, well, it's this one and that one. No, it's not. It's sin. And you have a choice. Don't blame the preacher. Don't blame the congregation. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your wife. It's sin. And you have power this morning to make a choice. Man up. Is that too strong? Man up. The defense of salvation. Folks, we have been left with a decision to make this morning. We do not have to go back to the things of this world. There is power in Jesus Christ. And when the enemy comes in, the Lord lifts up a standard. In other words, what do you believe? I believe what the Bible teaches me, and I'm going to practically apply it in my life. Righteousness, holiness, purity, godliness, love, forgiveness, gentleness. That's a standard. And it will keep us from going back. It will keep us from going back to the world. Does anybody know what the greatest wall that's ever been built? The greatest wall ever built? I heard it. Ethan, that's right. It was the Wall of China. The Wall of China stretches over 5,500 miles long. It's a big wall. It was built over a period of 2,000 years. It was started at 5 BC, before Christ, or the 5th century rather, the 5th century BC. You know why it was built? It was built to keep the invaders out. It was a protection. Just like salvation is us, we have a strong city this morning. We have a strong city, but because of the perilous times, folks, we must live in a defense city. Standards. A belief system through Jesus Christ. That when the enemy comes in, Christ is there and He is my standard. He is my defense, and I can overcome the enemy and resist him and defend myself. See, I don't want to spend all my life fighting defensively, okay? So come back next week. I don't want to spend all my time fighting defensively, but folks, salvation is our defense this morning. It's found in salvation. And within the walls of that great wall of China, you know there were storehouses? They would store arms and food there. They would store things. Do you know in the walls of salvation, the Lord will feed your soul? He'll give you the ammunition that you need to overcome the enemy. It was also a garrison for the soldiers. And on that wall, on that Great Wall of China, there were watchtowers. There were signal towers. The enemy's coming. Do you know this morning that those things all are on the walls of salvation as well today? Isn't it wonderful? Are you thankful to be told the truth this morning? Or you cringe this morning? If you cringe, you need to do some business with God. If you're cringing in your spirit this morning, there is a defense. Perfect or great peace. Isn't the scripture say great peace have they that what? That love thy law and nothing shall offend them. Why? Because I want the truth. It's a defense. It will protect me. It will help me. Folks, the truth is not ever in prison. It sets free. Let's guard what the Lord has given to us this morning. Let's protect. Let's stay within the walls of salvation. Let's not flirt with the enemy. You know what happens when you flirt? What happens? What could happen? Might turn into something. Don't flirt with the enemy. You say, well, I'm not going to do it, but I'll do everything but. Don't flirt with the enemy. Don't play games with him, folks. Allow salvation to be your defense. If you cannot put the stamp of holiness on the things you're watching, stop watching. If you can't put the stamp of holiness on the things that you're doing, quit doing. If you can't put the stamp of holiness on the things that you're listening to, quit listening. If you can't put the stamp of holiness in the places you're going and the companions that you are spending all of your time with, quit. But see, we're talking about defense now, right? Defense is guarding. Now there's a whole nother liberation in offense. Because a continual battle of defense will inevitably lead to defeat militarily. The Lord did not call us just to fight defensively. But that's where we have to start. Give your heart to God. Allow the walls of salvation to surround you and protect you. I find comfort in the standards of the Word of God. I don't do this because of what someone taught 120 years ago in this movement. Is that all right? I do it because I see what the Bible teaches me, and I need to be defended from the wickedness of the world. What's going to keep us separate from the world? The defense of salvation. Folks, let's not play games. When the enemy attacks, and we're going to close down here in just a moment. When the enemy attacks, it's too late to be looking around for the helmet of salvation. Have you ever had a temptation you didn't come out of it like you should have? Come on now. I'm the only one, all right. I want to tell you something. This is why it's important for us to fortify our lives before the temptation. Okay? So you think, well, when the devil comes, I'll do some battle. No, you've got to fortify yourself. You've got to prepare for the onslaught of the enemy. So when he does come in, you have something on hand to fight him with. Folks, Jesus did not leave us defenseless. He brought deliverance from the power of sin. He gave us the defense of salvation against the world. If you want to make it to heaven this morning, you can make it. But if you don't, I just want to clear this fog up in everybody's mind this morning. Everybody that goes to hell, it's their choice. Okay? Because we have a choice. We can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want within the walls of salvation because I recognize I can't do it. And if I choose not to be saved, I was the one that made that decision. Jesus came to bring us a perfect plan. Let us close in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Lord, give me this scripture this morning as I was meditating, and I must have written it down wrong when I looked it up. There we go. It's verse 13. I wrote down verse 33. Verse 13 in closing, he said, watch ye, and this is my exhortation to you this morning. He said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. That's my challenge to you this morning. Stand fast. Be watchful. Be true to God. Don't give in. Don't be neutral. Don't be neutral, because it won't last very long. Now, I've seen people be neutral for a while, and pretty soon they always go the way they shouldn't be going. When they stay too long and they just keep saying, I'm not making a decision, I'm just neutral, you be that way very long and you start making wrong decisions. Quit you like men, be strong. May the Lord help us this morning. I'm thankful for the defense of salvation. As we stand and sing a song this morning, if there's areas in your life that the enemy has some territory, it's time to take a stand in the power of Jesus Christ. And where you are weak this morning, those are the places that God can make you strong.